Unit 8, page 70, exercise 2. The Adventure of the Mazarin Stone. When Dr. Watson arrived at Sherlock Holmes's house, he found his friend sitting in his armchair by the window. He said, "Hello," but there was no answer. Then a voice greeted him from behind. "Doesn't it look like me?" asked the detective. He explained that the wax effigy of him in the chair was part of a plan to catch a dangerous diamond thief called Count Negretto Silvius, and he told Watson to go and give the name to the police. The Count soon arrived and found the door open. He saw the effigy in the chair and tried to attack it. He soon realized his mistake, and the real Sherlock Holmes explained that he knew that the Count and his accomplice had a diamond called the Mazarin Stone, and that information from his investigations could put them both in prison. He then offered the Count a choice: the diamond or prison. He told the Count to invite his accomplice into the house to discuss the options as he went into his bedroom with his violin. The accomplice came in, and the two men immediately started planning to trick Holmes. Hearing the violin music and assuming their conversation was secret, they planned to escape. The Count took the diamond out of a secret pocket and lifted it up to the light by the window to show his accomplice. Suddenly, a hand reached up from the chair and took the diamond from the Count. "Thank you," said Holmes. "Let me explain. You saw me go into my room with my violin. What you didn't see is that I have a record player and a second door in my bedroom. I put on some violin music and came out of my room through the second door behind the curtain. Then I sat in the chair and replaced the effigy. And now I believe I hear the police coming to arrest you." Adapted from The Adventure of the Mazarin Stone by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.